Hey, Cortland, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, sir.
So, how does the teams, more specifically the defense, feel coming off the division win at Arizona?
You know, it was a good contest. I mean, we beat a really good football team. So things are well that game. But each game poses a new challenge, and this happens to be the 49ers and talented football team. So we've got our hands full.
The 49ers have said that you guys were extremely intense coming out of the start of the last game. What made you guys, do you think there's a reason why you guys are so much more intense than the 49ers at the start of that game?
I guess that's what the way they put it. I think that's just the mindset and things we have when we face a football team every Sunday. It's a privilege to play in the NFL, and I think it was just happened to be at they were the team next, and they were in our division as well. So we knew we were playing a really good football team, and we wanted to try to match their intensity, and that was just the way the chips fell.
How'd you feel about playing the 49ers to a tie last matchup, and What can you guys take from that game to improve on this next game?
You know, the tie is just part of the league rules, and you just got to live with them. You know, you always want a victor at the end of the day, but just the league didn't allow that. And you know what? You know, you get to play them twice during your division, so that's a good thing. I think the things you can take from the game is that, we had our miscues and things, and so did they. So I think, 3 weeks removed, we want to go out there and, give a good, flawless game.
So Colin Kaepernick was named the starting quarterback for this weekend's game. What does he bring to the table, and how much different is he to prepare than Alex Smith for your defense?
I mean, both of them can make plays with their feet, and both of them can make good throws. I don't know if they have much differences. Alex a little more seasoned, and he's been around the game a while. But Kaepernick has came in, and he's played well for him. He's made some off schedule throws and plays with his feet. So he's got swag. I mean, both of those guys have it, but he's got it. So we look forward to a good game with him.
Do you feel that Kaepernick pushes the ball down the field more than Smith, and how does that affect your defense if he does so?
Well, a good thing I'm not the offensive coordinator. I couldn't really answer that question. I think both of them can make all the throws on the football field. And, he's done a good job while he's in there, while Alex Smith's been absent. So, whoever plays, whether it be, they have him situationally or not, both of them can make all the throws.
What have you seen from the 49ers receivers this season, especially in the last matchup?
Crabtree is a special guy. I mean, he can run all the kind of routes. To me, he's underrated, but he makes all the plays that all the big-time guys make. And he's definitely – Randy Moss can still take the top off the defense. They've got two exceptional tight ends. They set up play action well. I mean, Frank Gore is the horse, and they allow to do him some things with him through play action. So they've got a good rounded football team in every position.
So what have you seen from Janoris Jenkins, and what does he do well?
He's just talented in all aspects. I mean, he's coachable. He comes in late. He comes in early, stays late, works hard, continues to progress through his rookie year. And I couldn't be more excited to have him on our football team.
All right, Cortland, I think that's about it. Keep it short and sweet this time. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.